And you will listen in this case for Lia's duo, who are just here accompanying us on our Rise show this afternoon, evening, kind of stormy evening. Thank you so much, Andrew and Carmen Maret, for coming to our Rise show to show again for Lia's.
Great to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You were just performing somewhere else, isn't it?
Yes, we performed 4 times in New Mexico.
Wow.
It's great.
Yeah. So this is the end of your tour in New Mexico.
Yeah, the end of the New Mexico part, yes.
I'm happy that you could do it. And before talking about what are you working on, I think that the best thing is for our listeners to listen to you. Anything that you would like to choose for them, just to let you know, hey, this is what we are.
Yeah, we'll start with a piece called Mi Longa Gri, and it's by Carlos Aguirre. He's a Argentinian composer, pianist, and he combines Argentinian folk with classical music.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
Wow. This is, we are listening the duo, Folia's duo, and you were listening flutist Carmen Maret and guitarist Andrew Bergeron that are performing for today's Raíces show. And this duo has been touring, well, you have been touring for a long time, isn't it? And you are coming just from Chile, I read?
Yeah, we just spent 2 weeks in Chile before this tour.
Wow, and you have been also playing for milongas places?
Yes, we played for two milongas in Chile. It was great. Yeah, amazing.
And here in Santa Fe?
Yes, and then here in New Mexico, we played for a milonga last night in Santa Fe. Yes.
Yeah, for the Santa Fe Tango Club, I guess.
Yes,
so how is it to play this kind of music, tango, folk music, Argentinian, for dancing rather than listening? Is it that do you feel some difference? Do you need to change the repertoire for that?
Well, some of the times they're different pieces. Actually, for the tour this year, they're all different pieces. We have two separate sets of pieces for the tango dance and then for the concerts. Some of the pieces, though, we change. We'll play at a concert also. And then maybe I just will play a little freer for the concert. I could change the tempo a little bit versus if we're playing for a dance. I just keep it more straight.
Just to, not to give surprises to the dancers.
Try to keep it pretty predictable. But it's a great energy. I think it's almost more energy because you get all this energy back from everyone that's moving. So it's really great.
Yeah, we are moving with your music. Yeah. And how was this, if you can make a long story short, how was this trip from Michigan, the Grand Rapids, to the Argentinian folk music?
In short, how it started, the way we met, Carmen was looking for a guitarist to play with, and she had tango music that she'd been playing that she learned in Kansas City from other musicians, and I was a composer looking for people to play my music. And so at first we traded. She played my music, I played tango, and then after, this is 14 years ago, it kind of just blended together over time.
Yeah, it's blending very well. And let's, can we share something else? I would like something from your own. I know you are great composers, and that's one of the sides I really like to highlight in our shows is the fresh new pearls coming from the musicians. Do you have something you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, absolutely. This is a brand new piece. It's called Octopus Fantasma. Funny name.
I like that name. You have many funny names.
Yeah, I'm the namer. I have more great names than I have great pieces. So eventually they'll come together. But this is in the style of a chacarera. I've been wanting to write a chacarera for years and finally did it. So it's kind of a spooky chacarera, if you can imagine the ghost of the octopus kind of milling around. And this is brand new. We actually just played it for the second time in public tonight
at
the concert.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
I can see that octopus going around.
Well, and yesterday was the International
Environmental Day.
Environmental Day. So, yeah we have all the sea creatures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Homage to the sea creatures.
Well, another, there is a whole project that took place in Argentina a while ago. It's called Naturaleza. And they are linking the animals with the musical genres that are in a kind of risk of extinction.
Oh.
Check it out. Now it's becoming popular again. But in that project, it was among the genres that were like, okay, we need to take care of this folk Argentinian music. And thank you for taking the time and creating around this. This is one of the most beloved Argentinian folk music still, and contemporary as well. So that keeps it alive.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I could even. I appreciate also that effect you're doing with the tongue or.
Well, I don't get to strum, so I have to yes, do something fun that sounds right.
And these folias, I think we already asked you this question a while ago, but let's remind us, why folias? Because folias, it sounds like craziness.
Yeah.
Folia in Italian it's really crazy and lovely, crazy as well.
Yeah. Crazy's part of it. it's also from La Folia, the oldest European chord changes. So it kind of has its roots in Europe as well. And people would take this melody and improvise on it and rework it. So it's kind of the ethos of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
and these, you are having last CDs, the Viewpoints, or do you have something else after that?
Yes, Viewpoints. We're recording next May.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah.
And with your own compositions as well?
Yep. Our own compositions and then few of the arrangements that we're doing. Probably Milonga Gri will be on there. And then I have some new Piazzolla arrangements I did, Squalo and working on Resurrection de l'Angel.
Oh, that sounds even better. Squalo, I guess Piazzolla's pieces might be difficult to play.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, the quintet, I get the original scores and then, Esquelo's this violin feature, so Carmen's obviously that. But I have to be the, the piano, guitar, and bass
at the same time.
So it's a little tricky to get it to work, but I think these two are going good. So,
where are you going to tour in this summer? Because this is part of the beginning of your tour. What are your next steps?
Yeah, we're on to Salt Lake City Wednesday, so like the day after tomorrow.
You have to arrive.
And then 2.5 weeks in California, also in Nevada. Then we go up to Idaho and then back to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for the end.
Wow. That sounds. You also teach there in Michigan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
So you have to make a tight tour.
Yep.
You are self-producer, self-management and everything. So I guess it's a lot of congratulations for you. I know it's a hard work to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
If somebody wants to know more about your information, is there a website that you can let us know? It's also in our website, but if you can let us know how to find you.
Yes, foliusmusic.com.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
Carmen and Andrew, can we share something else with our listeners? Since I have here, I keep you kidnapped. So,
how about this? This is Squalo.
Yeah,
something.
Let's do it.
Something difficult.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I love that. You know the story about that, isn't it? You know that Piazzolla created this particular composition because he was so tired of the critics that he created this Squalo, which is a shark, an imaginary one, just to make them be a little bit scared about him.
Oh.
It's interesting. Okay, let's listen to Squalo. Thank you. this was, can you announce yourselves, your own composition, your own song?
This was Squalo by Astor Piazzolla.
And squalo means shark.
Shark, yeah. Is that lunfardo? Is that a slang or Piazzolla just made it up?
No. Squalo, it comes from a Latin word. We don't use that word in the colloquial languages, tiburón, no?
Yeah.
But squalo is a particular species, I say, an Argentinian one. He used to go to fish with his grandfather, and they loved to do that. And then he did that with his son, P.T. His son created this Scalandrum band, also honoring this animal.
Awesome. I actually didn't know that story. That's great.
Yeah, in particular this, that he was, you know, he was so criticized by Argentinians because he was not doing like the real tango and all that kind of conservative point of view still is going on in lots of places. And he created this animal. Well, he didn't created this beautiful piece. So thank you for sharing these pieces with us. Do you want to play something else?
How about Romance de Barrio, something traditional?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
This is time to just let's go to dance. So thank you so much, Andrew Bergeron on the guitar and Carmen Maret for coming to our show. We want to also to share with our listeners some part of your viewpoint CD. So
great.
Choose Canción de Lejos and then my favorite of your, the one that it's about a ride with a taxi in Buenos Aires.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. And thank you for all
for
creation.
Thank you.